It's another day. I'm another John, and this is Another Note. Today's edition of Another Note is titled, Who's In? Our scripture reference today is Genesis chapter 17, verses 9 through 13. As always, may the Lord add a blessing to the reading and hearing of His holy word. God said to Abraham, "As for you, you shall keep my covenant, you and your offspring after you throughout their generations. This is my covenant, which you shall keep, between me and you and your offspring after you. Every male among you shall be circumcised. You shall circumcise the flesh of your foreskins, and it shall be a sign of the covenant between me and you. Throughout your generations, every male among you shall be circumcised when he is 8 days old, including the slave born in your house and the one bought with your money from any foreigner who is not of your offspring. Both the slave born in your house and the one bought with your money must be circumcised. So shall my covenant be in your flesh, an everlasting covenant." This is the word of our Lord. Thanks be to God. The practice of male circumcision has a long history. In fact, it's the oldest surgical procedure on record. Scholars believe ancient Jews adopted the practice from their surrounding cultures. While it did not originate with them, they did repurpose the act. Most likely, it was a rite of passage signifying a young man's entrance into adulthood. Its religious tones come with Abraham and God's covenant. The Lord instructed Abraham to circumcise every male, regardless of age. After that, every 8-day-old male would be circumcised. No need to wait for them to grow to a certain age. It would be a sign of the covenant God made with Abraham. Abraham and every generation of his offspring would come to practice circumcision. It's worth noting, though, this instruction was not limited to only Jewish boys. Those circumcised would include the slave born in your house and the one bought with your money from any foreigner who is not of your offspring. For today's devotional, set aside the questions you may have about why or how circumcision became the center point of faith in God. Let's focus on this last note about who else gets included. Cultural expectations and practices take on many forms, even today. Often, we prefer to keep a tight grip on who's in with us. Whether we verbalize it or not, that usually means we have ways to determine who remains out, too. God, though, seems to want to expand who's in. Indeed, God desires everyone to be saved and to come to the knowledge of truth. So, even with the practice as sensitive and intimate as circumcision, God was not willing to disallow outsiders from joining. The whole of Christian faith rests on that promise. God has graciously included us in the family of God, not because of our religious observances, but simply because that is who God is. As God's church, our practices then should reflect God's desires, not just with our words, but with our inclusion. Be mindful of who gets left out and why. Pay attention to who we want to join us. Ensure that God's family grows not only with people you deem worthy. If worthiness is a standard, we wouldn't be able to include ourselves. Stay blessed. Now, before you go, let me make sure you know I love you and you are a blessing to me. Thanks for listening to Another Note. I hope it helps you live a life worthy of the calling you have received. Let me know if I can pray with you, and help us reach others by sharing today's devotional or leaving a review wherever you listen as a podcast. And finally, make sure to check out the website at anotherjohn.com. God be with you.